This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Hey, listeners, secret listeners, new listeners. Have you rated and subscribed to us on iTunes? Have you liked us on Facebook yet? Go ahead and do so we can provide you with the best content. I promise it'll be worth it. Know anyone that wants to be on the show or you think would be great for us? Go ahead and tag them and we'll reach out to them. We love to meet new people.
Well, is it blinking? Because we can't see it.
Girl,
remember you said
I already have it set up. Stop.
Do you want me to move this closer?
No, I already got it set up.
We good?
It says Yeti. We're good.
Okay.
And I'm keeping this in there.
Okay. Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed. This is episode 84. And we are back. Well, it's been a while. We've been gone for a little while. Let's be honest.
2 weeks.
That's it?
2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. But we're back with Alicia.
Hi. Yes. I can't believe you asked me back, first of all.
Why not?
I don't know.
Alicia has returned.
I've returned the Alicia. And we have B-Side.
What up?
So we are inside tonight just because it's stupid hot and it just rained and it's humid and it's gross here on the island.
We'll call it the Grand Piano Studio. For the moment.
Yeah, why not?
It used to be a grand piano in this room.
Really?
This very room, yeah.
Huh.
Because, you know, this is an old historical house.
Then that's where we are.
Yeah.
Isn't this the friend?
It sure is.
This is the friend house.
It is the friend house.
So, and again, I think I've asked this before. This is Taylor Street, but Mr. Mayor Friend lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived on Friend Street, which is parallel to here. So why didn't they name Taylor Street Friend Street?
It was probably because Friend Street didn't exist at the time that Taylor Street was existing.
But
it was
a big, wide open space. So why didn't they couldn't rename it to Friend? Or
no,
there was no street?
I think that takes a lot of process.
So they named Parallel Street Friend Street when I guess
I don't think it was named after him either.
That's a stupid coincidence.
There's a solid chance it could have been named after his ancestors too. Who knows? I don't know.
But it has to be related to this family.
Listen, one of these days I'll go down to the Historical Society and find this all out for you, okay?
Okay, because that's not a coincidence that they named Friend Street.
Because I'm also not doing anything big that I'm working on whatsoever on any other projects or any other radio stations.
Well, then that's what you can do.
Okay.
And let me know.
All right. My winter project. Great.
Your winter project to why is the street parallel to here, Friend, when Friend lived on Taylor?
Or if you're secret listener and you know anything,
yes,
feel free to reach out to us and tell us.
Yes.
This is a nice segue.
Yeah.
See what you did there?
I see what you did there.
Kind of like I know what I'm doing about these kind of things. Huh?
So smart.
You try.
So smart.
I try.
So tonight's hot plate, what's going on around these parts? Can we, actually it's not on here, but I want to talk to you about how did the Mr. Rogers thing go?
Oh, won't you be my neighbor with
yes.
Mr. McFeely with David Newell? Can't remember his last name. My bad.
And
I'm not going to look him up. It was a packed house. They actually had two showings. They didn't advertise the one on Saturday. It was Saturday at 4.
Oh.
But they also did one at Cabot Street or Cabot Theater on Sunday. It was great. You know, I went into the movie thinking that it was going to be more about Fred Rogers and his all that. And they did touch on his upbringing and whatnot. But this was more or less the cognitive thought process behind the TV show.
And which was Fred's thought process about wanting to bring up racism that was happening.
No,
during
so
that
it's
time.
He didn't go down
that route.
No. So the thing about Fred Rogers is Mr. Rogers' neighborhood and the children's corner actually started in the 50s, So this was before all of that started. And what it was that Mr. Rogers, or Fred, had noticed that there wasn't things out there for children to talk about anger, talk about sadness, talk about... Okay. And then when things started to become big in the news front, because television was also still brand new, like, that was still right. a concept that rare, like, it was rare to have in your home, then, you know, the whole, oh my god, there was a few scenes that, like, I was ready to ugly cry the whole time, and there was, like, two of them that, like, got me, and I'm like, here it comes, and it was talking about racism, and how, you know, the police officer...
That came on his show, and he was that the scene that...
Where Rince washed his...
Rince, yes, yeah. yes, that was in the yes, news that they went yeah, invite. Yeah, so yeah. he invited a police, and they would wash
so the police officer was yeah. already the police officer was already on the show.
Okay.
And so him putting his feet in there, it was like Fred wasn't necessarily making it like, this is a thing. It was just like no other day. It was just like right. every other day. It was right. nothing out of the norm.
Right.
And then they talked about, you know, divorce. And then they talked about, you know, assassination when JFK...
Oh, wow.
When That's JFK very... was assassinated. They also talked about how Daniel Tiger, the puppet, kind of was essentially also Fred's mindset. And Fred had that childlike thing. And it's really... Oh. It's a great film. You should definitely go look into it. I think the one thing that got me was it was after he had kind of retired and 9/11 happened and they brought him back to talk to children about what happened. And that was like,
wow.
And you know, I'm so immune to like seeing all the footage from 9/11, but like for some reason, the way they got this one clip, this one
right.
piece of this movie.
Right.
I was like, overwhelmed with emotion and stuff like that.
How long was the movie itself?
It was about the standard hour and a half. Oh, wow. You don't even know it.
You don't because you're so like into no. it and wanting to know what's happening. Is it a documentary?
Yes, it is.
So you're so into it.
And it was done by the director and producer of 20 Feet from Stardom, which is also a brilliant documentary. Definitely look into that. So Mr. McFeely talked for a long time. He talked a lot. It was great, and I got to ask him a question about if there was one conversation or one topic throughout the entire run of this show.
How long was the show? Do you remember?
It ended in 2003.
What? It was that long?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Because wow. he did special episodes and stuff like that.
Wow.
But yeah. Was he said that the topic that was very heavy for everyone, mostly was talking about divorce.
Really?
Assassination was no big deal. Racism was no big deal. And stuff like that. So, wow. Yeah, it was a great film.
Wow.
Rob Newton of Cape Ann Cinema did a great job organizing this. Their company, I can't remember the company out of Annisquam, but they rebuilt the castle. And they wow. rebuilt the door frame
wow.
for it to be on stage for that night.
Wow.
And this is only like my second or third time being at the Cape Ann Cinema.
Right.
And it's beautiful. Like, it's a cool vibe in there. Like,
it is a cool vibe.
It reminds me just like there's a place in Oakland called the Parkway, and they do the exact same thing where it's couches.
Yeah.
And you just chilling, watching movies.
It is super cool in there. Yeah. It's really comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And highly recommend, you know, everyone to go there when they can. For anything, but that was a super cool event that you yeah. went to. So
yep,
awesome.
I saw it present or come up on my Facebook, and I was like, I'm going to that.
Yeah,
and
did that sell out?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh, and I sure. I mean, I was dying to see that anyway because this is going to sound once again bougie, but my friends in the industry out west are like, this is a film, go see it.
Right,
and so I've been waiting, and it's been out for a minute. But then when I saw the Q&A, I was like, I'd rather go see that. And I got his signature, so I got an autograph.
So cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Awesome. Good so, time. Yeah, I definitely would want to see that. Yay! And that wasn't even written down, Bridge. That was just, like, totally off the cuff right there. Wasn't that's gonna, just, wasn't that's gonna bring what it up. Is. That's what it is.
Wasn't going to bring it up, trying to keep the heat off of me. That's fine.
No, but I love it. That's what I really want to know about. So let's just, before we get into other things, let's just talk about...
Do you
want
to do it real fast for you? I'll do it real fast. Ready? Block Party is this Saturday, 6 to 10. Blues Fest is this Saturday at 11 a.m. Don't know where it is. Don't care. Bye.
Usually it's at Stage 4.
That works. I will avoid that place. Thank you.
Roller Palace, which we have talked about this a few times before. We always talk about how we're going to go to the last stint of the Roller Palace, and then it comes back. And then we did your birthday, which was the most amazing birthday I thought ever.
It was all right.
But now it's gone? Mm-hmm. Like, they did. Like, no, it's for real.
There might
time.
Be a few last private parties, but it has...
But no, sale, it did sell. The sale. That's done, it. It's done, gone.
It's gone.
That's it. It's gone.
Done.
And what are they doing with it?
Don't know. They won't talk about it. It's not... It's
so
not
it could disclosed. Come back, mm-mm. But no, it's not going to come back.
I guarantee they're going to level it out and make it something, because Whole Foods is coming in soon.
Yeah.
They're going to level it out and make it just as...
So we had our last round. We did it. Well, you did it, because you went skating with Dana. Liz.
Yep.
In May. Yes.
During my mental breakdown week. Yeah.
So you got it. So you got it in. We did your birthday party there, which was awesome. So now it's going to be really sad if we actually see it torn down.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, totally.
I did a nice Throwback Thursday Instagram tribute today. Put it on Twitter. You know, also, nope, not going to say it. Just continue.
And when's the last time, Alicia, you've gone? Never?
No.
Maybe years or 20 years? Like, yeah,
more than that, probably.
So you're not a roller skater?
No.
No.
I mean, okay. I haven't even been inline skating for probably.
Inline skating.
Is it what?
AKA rollerblading. Right.
Well, I didn't know, like, what was the right term.
I don't know. I don't know. I think they're both the right term. No.
Rollerblading in a couple of decades.
Okay. Probably. All right. So.
It's been a while.
Okay. So this doesn't affect you at any point in time?
Well, no, because I had memories there.
Okay.
Yeah, this
okay.
is nostalgia.
And, just, and to see it, thing. you know,
I mean,
torn down, it's going to be like,
been,
what the?
I haven't been, I'm sorry, I have a wicked frog in my throat.
It's my dog. I'm sorry.
I hadn't been to the Hilltop in forever and a day, but that was nostalgic when that closed and they got rid of
the
house.
And they got tore down, but they kept the cactus.
I don't
cactus
think I've ever been to the Hilltop.
Oh,
I
that's
never,
where
I never went.
That's that where my family. That's yeah. where I went like every Saturday with my fam.
Same thing. My grandmother loved that restaurant.
My brother got to go. He used to go with one of my mom's. We used to call them uncles, but apparently they were boyfriends. He used to go to all the Celtics games at the Garden, the actual Garden, not the TD Garden, yep. but the Boston Garden. Yep. And then they'd go to the Hilltop, and I never went.
Yep, no, I grew up at the Hilltop, so I grew up there. So, yeah, so
that's
go
done.
With that.
It's done.
Tyler gone to Whittier.
Thank goodness.
Thank you. Didn't think that was going to happen, but it did. So that is in Haverhill. It's, you know, in this area, as you know, we only have Essex Tech, which serves 24 communities. Very, very, very competitive school. Then you have Whittier Tech, another competitive school that only serves 11 communities. And for both schools, if you do not live in those communities, you cannot be considered. So for Whittier, we've been waiting it out. He's been doing the process since last November, and we just found out. That he got in. So we're really excited about that. And football starts tonight. So
preseason for the
preseason.
Patriots.
And they're in Gillette tonight, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So preseason tonight. And they are playing. Aren't they playing the Eagles?
I didn't get that far.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to have to look it up. But yeah. I thought they were. I don't know. So if it's not, sorry. That's really bad. But
no one's listening to this part because it's preseason. No one cares.
Yes, the people do. Peter said, he goes, I'm going to watch season one. I'm going to watch the first game. I'm going to watch the fourth game. And that's going to be it. It's like, that's all he does is preseason. He's not going to watch every single one. So there's got to be a reason. I'm not too sure. So Snapchat. So there's this new thing surrounding Snapchat. Snapchat
dysmorphia.
Okay, and this is wanting to look like your filter.
Yes.
So everyone's just gonna fucking go around looking like squirrels, rabbits. No, like, what's the fucking deal here?
Come on. So the Snapchat filter, the one with the flower crown where your face is all blown out.
Yes.
People are actually getting surgery to look like that.
Shut up.
The ones that are the beauty filters, not the ones that look like dogs and squirrels. Are you serious? Come on.
Yes, I am, because people are fucking crazy.
For the woman who did all the surgery to look like a cat, remember her?
Oh, yeah, cat lady.
Cat lady?
Yeah, well, I won't put anything past anyone nowadays. This is 2018, almost 19, and people are fucking dumb.
I mean, we're snorting condoms, so yeah, why not?
Yeah, what's happening with that?
That's no longer a phase, but we talked about this.
But the fact that we even said that is just a fucking weird thing.
But we did talk before we started about the CDC issuing a report last week to not recycle your condoms, meaning, like, do not reuse your condom.
Well, that's disgusting.
The fact that someone is rinsing... The fact that the CDC is aware that people are doing this...
Is a problem.
Is frightening.
Yes.
Because the CDC ain't going to put out a report for one ding-dong.
Get it? That was a knee slapper.
Blew out my audio.
That's so funny.
That's terrifying that the CDC has that many people be like, yeah, you need to stop recycling and reusing condoms. That's gross and terrifying.
So... to Alicia's point, we were talking about this earlier. How many people is that?
I don't know. Anyone in the CDC or anyone that's listening that knows anyone in the CDC? Secret listeners, let us know.
We have a lot of secret listeners.
We do. Actually, at the Q&A for the Mr. Rogers movie, I was waiting in line to get an autograph. And I happened to say my name, and this woman goes, oh my god, are you B-Side from Alicia Unleashed? And I was just like, oh shit.
Hey. Who is this?
I was like, I am. She goes, oh my god, I loved the John Jerome episode. And I was like, awesome, cool, thanks for listening. And then she had to explain who I was, and people were like, oh, is that Joey's thing? I'm like, nope, it's Alicia's thing. Alicia Unleashed. And she was like, oh, I'm going to listen. And then I was actually talking with someone the other night, and I was talking about how I was doing a podcast tonight. And she goes, oh, I totally forgot to subscribe to that. And then went on and subscribed on iTunes.
See?
Right there.
Joey doesn't show me the extra subscriptions he gets. He just shows me the people that leave and then blame it on me. So, Joey, if you even listen this far, which I'm sure you haven't, people are subscribing. So when you get ads, you need to show me, not when just people leave, because they're not just leaving because of me. They might be leaving because of other boring reasons.
And also, we've got great content nowadays.
No, we do.
Yeah.
Totally do. And we'll totally get to Alicia. I was like, wow,
a lot of pressure.
Once we get to this, through this whole thing.
If we lose a listener after this, we're so screwed. I'm never coming back. Just like, you're out.
So, according to Match.com, the average...
This is where Alicia's coming in.
The average first date costs $102.33, which I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's two dinners, a bottle of wine, and two movie tickets. But if you're bringing me out on a date, that's an appetizer, two dinners, and a bottle of wine, plus more wine for me. So that's what comes out to.
Here's the thing. When they said this the other day, and they're like, a bottle of wine, I'm like, well, that's just Alicia's drink alone. Like... I'm like, who orders a bottle of wine on a first date besides Alicia?
I never have. No, first of all, let's talk about that for a minute.
Don't ever take them.
Movies on a first date.
Oh,
no.
That's so terrible.
No, because you can't have a conversation with the person. You don't get to know the person.
Movies on a first date are for kids, like teenagers in middle school and high school.
Right.
That is in college. That is not for
right.
actual grown ass women. We ain't doing that. Sisters
no.
are doing it for themselves. We
no.
ain't doing that.
No, it's not mm. happening. So. No, no. So whenever anyone has suggested, hey, you want to go to a movie? No.
I mean,
no,
unless you've
happening.
Known the cat for, like, hella years, and then
no.
he's like, hey, we should, like, go out.
No.
That would be one thing, go to dinner and a movie, because you already know the person, but that is not how it works in my world.
Mm-mm. Not even no. then.
So, how many dates before you go to a movie date?
Oof.
God, I don't know if I could put a number to it. I think it has to be a few months in.
Right.
At least.
Right. Because it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
But, all right, you're also asking the wrong person, because I'm just not a movie theater person to begin with.
Neither,
just,
hi, have
yeah.
you met me? Neither am
I. I just am not, it's just not my thing. Not my thing.
Right. So
I like watching movies.
Yeah.
But not in a theater with.
Other people.
100 other people.
So what about you? Because here's the other side. Because Bridget, you are a moviegoer. And you do love the movies. But how many dates in would you go to the movies? She's like, two.
Here's the thing. Is I'd be lucky if I got to the fucking second date. Yeah, no, I'm the like first date queen. I don't know. The last relationship I was in, I would think it was our fourth or fifth date.
So still, you held out for some dates.
Well, I was also shocked that I made it that far, so there was that. I was also shocked I made it as far as I did, but,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
There's that. I'm fine. I'm in therapy. It's great.
Your therapist is amazing. Just paying for their experience.
You know. We share a lot of things, apparently.
We do, but not men. But no, boom.
You stop fucking with my audio.
Oh, whatever. People are used to fucked up audio by now.
With our new listeners, they don't know this yet about us.
They'll know that now.
Okay, well, new secret listeners, you're going to have to go back.
Alicia's really loud.
Yeah, well.
And that's just the way it is.
She likes to slam on things and knock things over. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm also, I think, have I been on any dates before, like, back in my California phase where I went to the movies? I don't think so. I don't think I ever went to the movies with any... Well, let's just say those dates were real quick, because, you know.
Yeah.
Those dates are quotation marks, you know what I mean?
Like, so, no. And so that...
Yeah.
You know, and you're a moviegoer, so...
I am.
Hold out.
I go to the movies by myself. That's a new thing for me,
right.
too. I've... maybe in the last 10 years, I've started going to movies by myself. I'm going to a movie by myself this weekend.
And Peter does. That's what Peter does.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Yeah, and you and I are going on a movie date in November, December.
Yeah.
And he can't come.
Nope.
Nope. He can go see that movie by himself. But, yeah, I'm sure the entire theater is going to be full of women to go see Aquaman anyway, because
yes.
they are not going for the superhero plot.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I mean, I do. But Aquaman is not my favorite superhero. But then again,
well,
it's Jason Momoa.
Who is? I mean, although
I
love
like
Deadpool.
Captain America.
No, I like Deadpool.
Captain America.
I like Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, other than that, I don't watch anything else. But I thought, because Ryan Reynolds is hilarious.
Well, it also helps that he's really fucking hot, too.
Yeah, but he's hilarious.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I loved the one and the two. Two was even... I like risque. It was even more risque than one.
Right.
And he's so funny.
She didn't notice any of that.
I did not.
She didn't notice his personality.
No. I mean, they did a great makeup job, which was really disturbing. So, you know, I had to get past that. I just had to remember for what he actually looked like. And
yeah.
It was fine.
No.
It was totally fine. Yeah. So, anyway.
So, moving on to our last hot plate. This is, like, the longest hot plate ever.
Really is.
Pumpkin spice.
Oh,
Lattes, about to be released August 28th. Let's say that is actually Starbucks.
That is Starbucks.
Starbucks is bringing it about a month and a half early.
Also, they're not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. But I will shout out this. So, Andy.
That this bitch already drank a fucking pumpkin spice beer already?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I have held out. So, I have held out.
You snapped about it.
No, I held out though.
You took a picture of it. And I did, told you to stop that.
But I didn't drink it. I held out.
You just faking it?
No, so here's the thing.
You just peacocking on that shit? You can't flex on the gram like that.
Oh no, you're about to hear it. So Andy Mann's in Amesbury, which is like the Gloucester Donut Gyms, but you know, not with all the other stuff that's happening. But they have all of New England coffee, right? Which is my favorite, right? And they have like 25 flavors of New England coffee. And as a former restaurant owner that only had New England coffee, they have pumpkin spice year-round, which means they bought enough boxes to be able to carry it because New England coffee only debuts it September, October. Trust me. I know this because I used to own a place. So I still get pumpkins. I don't give a fuck. I get pumpkin spice coffee up right now. But then I also have a mocha cinnamon iced that is amazing. So I've already been getting my pumpkin. Don't you worry. But then We were in Hampton, on the Hampton Beach, and we went to Sea Catch, which I have been dying to try, which is on the water, which is amazing. And I go up, and they have a fucking shipyard, and I had already been talking about it a couple of days before to Peter. Oh my God, I can't wait for shipyard, I love it. And I see some chick with the cinnamon sugar rim. I go, oh my God, is that shipyard? Yup, it is. Right there on tap. I was like, ah. Oh. And then Peter's like, oh, I know what you're getting. And I'm like, I can't. I just can't. It's like 110 degrees right now.
But yeah, you took a picture of it just to piss me off.
But I didn't get it. I got white wine instead. But I wanted it. It's like so bad.
So you took a picture of that, but you didn't take a picture of your white wine, so you already got me infuriated.
Yeah, no, I wanted it so bad, but instead I had the white wine. But now I still think about it.
But what if you died the next day?
Exactly. I wouldn't have had that pumpkin.
I know.
Here's the thing about it. Don't get me wrong. I love shipyard. I love pumpkin, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? September's a little too soon because by the time October comes around,
we're still in August. Not by the time of September.
By the time October rolls around, I'm burnt out of it. Like, I'm done.
Right.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want any of it.
Well, by the time mid-September comes around, I'm already sick of hearing about it.
Right.
Like, everything is pumpkin.
Everything's pumpkin. Cheerios are pumpkin.
Oreos are pumpkin.
All that stuff has already started. The Halloween candy is already out at markets and also stores. Halloween decorations. Now, don't get me wrong. I love me some Halloween, but it's already out at TJ Maxx.
But I just want to enjoy the rest of the summer first.
Yeah. Right. See, I don't like summer weather, but I enjoy the summer season because the sun's out late. Apparently, I do a lot of shit. My August is turning out pretty okay. You know, there's that.
Right.
It's like, fuck, man. And, you know, nowadays, with global warming that does not exist, September is pretty fucking warm, too.
Right.
You don't have to shovel the heat. You don't have to put boots on to go out in the heat.
The only problem I have with the heat is pretty much the humidity. If the humidity wasn't here, game on. Right. But the thing is that I'm already wearing as less clothes as possible for me. I can't take off any more clothes, and that's my problem. Like, that's...
You're at the bare minimum.
I am at my naked phase right now. I'm just like, this is too much clothes, but I am naked, pretty much. Right. Sorry, ladies. But, you know,
I went out Friday night into Boston. You know, you go out. I don't go out very often, so when I go out, I try and look nice. So, like, my hair and my makeup, and I swear to God, it did not matter. Because it was still 90 degrees at 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the humidity and everything just sweat
I don't even put on makeup. I went to a wedding 2 weeks ago in Westerly, and I attempted to put on makeup. I'm like, nope, not happening. It's 110 degrees. I've been running around setting up this wedding, which, you know, was a whole thing. I was like, nope, not putting on makeup. I don't care what I look like at this point, because there's no point. No point. No point in wearing makeup during the summer unless it's a cool night, and that doesn't happen around here.
I throw my head under a faucet, throw it back like you see right now, put on eyeshadow, and call it a day. I am not even doing it, and I don't give a shit.
Where was I the other night? Oh, the other night, I was in Beverly at Bonefish Harry, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
What, were you there?
Love that place.
It's my first time
Where
being
is it
there.
In Beverly?
It's right on Cabot.
Oh, is it?
I still dream about the Brussels. Did you have the Brussels sprouts?
I did not. I had the avocado rings.
Was it a fried Brussels sprout?
No, they weren't fried, but they were roasted with this. They're called Kung Pao Brussels sprouts with a wasabi ranch dressing.
What?
I have never had a dream about Brussels sprouts in my life. Because,
well, who does?
Why would you?
We're right.
But
right.
They were so good. And even the food, like that, we got food. Tacos.
Yeah.
But,
wow. I had the
exceptional.
I ordered the avocado rangoon, and I got a swordfish taco. And I don't eat swordfish, but I was like, "Fuck it, I'm feeling adventurous." So it was my second time having swordfish.
Oh, that's it?
Huh?
Second time in your life having swordfish?
We've talked about how
I love swordfish. Oh my god! I just had the other night when I went to Sea Catch. Swordfish Caesar. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
I was done, like, we left, and I'm driving home, like, and I'm coming through Beverly, like, hitting 128 on exit 17, still fucking 90 degrees at 8:30 at night. I'm like,
bananas.
That is wrong. Yeah. Like, even in San Diego, it's never been that hot and at that hour.
Right.
I think, actually, that's not true. There was a Halloween where it was 95 degrees, and I dressed as Carmen Sandiego wearing a wool trench coat.
Yeah.
It was not my best decision, but it was my favorite costume, because everyone was like, oh shit, look who it is, it's Carmen Sandiego.
90 degrees.
It was 95.
At Halloween.
It was on October 31st.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
No.
It's a good time.
All right, well,
let's get into it.
That was it. That was the longest hot plate ever.
32 minutes of hot plate.
Shut up.
32.
That's all right. Last time I'm
here. Yeah, exactly. She's like, please.
Oh, no, girl.
We're coming for you. The other Alicia returned. Remember, it's not Alicia. It's Alicia. We have the same spelling, but it's not the same pronunciation. It is what it is. Last time she was here, it was...
Before Iceland.
Right before I think it was in February.
It was during the winter.
Yeah.
And we have this amazing podcast. We go outside and our car's gone.
No. She goes outside to get in her car.
And it's not there.
And I came back in. I'm like,
my car's not there. Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. Alicia, where'd you park? Oh, you know, I don't know. In front of the house.
But, okay, the issue was I thought it was a one-way street.
But the funny part is none of us realized or could hear that there was an actual tow truck in front of my goddamn house.
No, I listened back. I couldn't hear it.
There was nothing. And not for nothing. But Peter was sitting in the living room. Next to where your car would have been towed and still didn't hear anything.
But the thing is, he had the TV on, he was concentrating on that, and you always had your blinds down, or your shades down.
I know, but still, you couldn't hear that some shit was happening outside to hook up a goddamn car?
Also, here's the thing, she was technically your guest at that time, because usually I greet people, I'm like, hi, welcome to Alicia's house, and I didn't see where she parked because she was your guest.
Already there.
Yes.
So she's blaming this on me, is what she's saying.
There really wasn't a blame. I was a little bummed that they couldn't just give me a ticket and call it a day.
We had to actually go to an adventure. Yeah, we had an adventure to go get your car.
It was the first time Alicia had to.
First time and only time Alicia had to like you know, figure out what to do.
Because you came back upstairs and was like, my car's not here? And the first thing I thought was maybe someone stole your car. Because that's exactly where I go. Like, when...
My mind didn't even go there.
Oh, see.
Did I forget? Did I not park it where I thought I did?
Oh. Yeah, well, that too. I usually think that, but I was looking for the shattered glass along the sidewalk to I'm like, did someone hotwire a car? Like, what happened? And then I think, didn't you guys call or something?
We should call Tally's.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, it was here. So where'd you park tonight?
She parked in the church parking lot.
Can I?
All right.
Yeah.
And I said if I get towed, she's paying for it. Because she told me to park there.
Hey, everyone else parks there to go to Destino's, so whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. All right, well, we got that established.
Come at me. You know what? I got Father Jim on email. I'm good.
So,
help me out.
Last time you were here, we were talking about how you were going to Iceland, mm-hmm. but now you went, and was it everything you wanted it to be?
It was. Did I talk about how the trip came about?
You kind of talked about, like, how...
I don't remember.
Your friend was like, let's go to Iceland. And you were like, yes.
Oh, okay. So I did. So mm-hmm. I touched upon the fact that we were talking on Skype one day and I'm just like, I'm so bored. Because she lives in Budapest.
Yes.
So
you did.
I said, I'm just so bored. Yes. And she said, all right, well, we need something to look forward to. Pick a place.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
So she's been everywhere. She's done so much. So she literally planned me. And it was so great to have her.
Right.
At my side during this, because I've never been anywhere. I've been to a couple islands, all-inclusive resorts.
Right.
That's pretty much the extent of it.
Right.
So to have to navigate to get there by myself.
Right.
You know, so it was really great to have her, and she literally sent me an itinerary.
That's amazing.
She's like, this is, okay, Sunday, or Saturday, we're doing this. Sunday, we're doing this. Monday, we're doing this. So it was pretty... It was pretty great. So, but yeah, it was everything. The only thing we didn't see were the Northern Lights because it was too cloudy and too rainy.
So the one natural, spectacular thing you wanted to see, nature was just like, nah.
Yeah, but so much of it, so much of it was beautiful and amazing. It just didn't
matter. So since you went... I know 6 people that are on their way to Iceland in the next 4 weeks.
And one of my coworkers is going in a couple weeks, yeah.
I'm just like, shit, did I miss the memo that everyone's having their bachelorette weekend and going to Iceland?
Yeah.
How did I miss the, hey, let's all do this kind of situation?
Did you bring your yellow slicker?
I sure did. And there's a picture that my friend took in... So the beaches there are black sand beaches from the lava, from the volcanoes. So it's all black sand beaches, and there's one beach called, hold on, I'm gonna pronounce this, I think. We're going to try. Jorgulsarlon, I think. I don't know. But it's called the Black Diamond Beach. And it's these pieces of the glacier that wash upon the shore, and it literally looks like
diamonds,
huge diamonds against this black sand beach. And then so she took a picture of me with the yellow against the ice, against the black, and it was just
wow.
Awesome. So if you're going, a bright yellow or a bright red jacket would take really cool pictures. It just breaks up the landscape, because the landscape is just so, it can be really gray.
Mm-hmm.
So it just breaks that up and makes for really good photography.
Yeah, my old roommate from Oakland, she is about to go to Iceland because I'm surprised they're not engaged at this point. I'm sure that that's probably coming soon. He works for North Face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm sure she's got the yellow and the red. She's probably got, like, all the colors of the rainbow for the gear. Like, they do the craziest things. So that's why I messaged you. I was like, hey, you just went to Iceland. Yeah. Let me talk to you. So I passed on what you told me to her. And she was like, awesome, thanks. She's like, that's so cool that you know. I'm like, girl, I have so many people.
So a couple things. I mean, there's so much online that you can find now that you didn't have access to before. Guide to Iceland is a great website.
go follow the page Iceland Magazine on Facebook, because it's actually geared to tourists more than it is to residents. That's a good one to follow. Bathrooms are few and far between, and sometimes you have to pay for them. What? And they usually close anywhere between 3 and 5 in the afternoon.
Wow. Now, is that any information that you would have had before?
Yes,
you left?
Yes, I did find that out beforehand.
That's good.
So if you stop and there's one, go. And just, even if it's like when your mom told you when you were little, even if you don't have to go, try. Like, do that, because you might not see another one for 7 hours.
Wow. But just in case, any secret listeners, say hi to us. But also, if you're planning a trip to Iceland, or you don't think you're going to, but you're manifesting it for next year, keep this in mind.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, driving, the roads are very, very narrow, and there are no shoulders. Everything is a rotary. Unless you're in the city, everything is a rotary. There's no stop.
But you know how to do rotaries.
I know.
Good,
so
right?
You know that.
You also know how to do narrow roads.
Yeah. It's still pretty terrifying when you have an 18-wheeler that coming straight at you in the
They're like ice road truckers, aren't they?
Yeah. It was a little... And if you get a little car, do not even attempt to go on what they call an F road. I forget what it stands for. I could imagine what
Besides, I would say it would stand for.
But don't. We did it. Don't do it. Don't. I wouldn't bring a ton of currency with you, because it's a pretty much credit card based country.
Place now.
Really?
They don't accept gas at the gas pumps. I mean, they don't accept cash at the gas pumps. You have to use a card.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So I brought, I think I brought the equivalent of like $1,000 in cash. Didn't need it.
Didn't care.
Didn't need it.
Don't really care.
So get a credit card that has no foreign transactions.
So to quote the Mighty Ducks 2, when they were facing, they were the USA against the world, there was a coach that was like, no, Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
Right.
But from every photo I've seen of Iceland, it's always been glaciers.
There's a lot of snow. It was mostly melted by the time I got there. When I went in during school vacation of April, and it was hovered around like the mid to upper 40s. I think the last day we were there got to 50 degrees. So it wasn't terrible. We wanted to do ice caving. You couldn't do it when we were there because everything's starting to melt and it's too dangerous and people die.
Right. So Iceland isn't what it is, like made of ice. It is warmer than you.
There's a lot of greenery. There are no trees, which is kind of bizarre. I mean, there's trees, but there's no forest. There's no everything.
Now,
did you stay in
Reykjavik? Reykjavik.
We stayed, the first night we stayed in Keflavik, and then we stayed, we bounced around based on, we did the entire southern part of the country. Which is really, your first time going is pretty much what most people do.
Yeah.
If you had 2 weeks, you could go around the entire country.
Okay.
Easy.
That's cool.
We did the southern. We did the Blue Lagoon.
Wow.
Not my favorite thing in the world.
Why?
It was too touristy. I felt like I was taking a bath with like 200 people.
Oh, gross.
It's just,
yeah.
My friend loved it. She loved it.
It's because she lives in Budapest, so she's used to that.
So there are other hot springs that you could go to that are less touristy. There's a secret lagoon. There's one in, I forget how to pronounce it, Meitvin. It's northern Iceland. There are other public ones that you can hike to. We're going to try and hike to one. The problem with Iceland is that, not that it's a problem with Iceland, but it's really increased in tourism in the last 10 years.
Right.
And the infrastructure is not there to handle
the
tourism. So in all of the places that we went, we saw one park ranger. In all of the places we went.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
And she said the government just doesn't want to invest in paying people to work these places. So what happens is tourists go, they don't heed the signs and stay on the path, so they go wherever they want. all of the greenery that you see in photos of Iceland, it's all moss, which is easily damaged. So if you go, so they have to close things and, you know, until the land can basically rebuild itself. So the last day we were there, we were going to try and hike to this public hot spring.
Yeah.
But we couldn't because it was closed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snorkeling, I highly recommend. That was probably my favorite thing.
Wow.
Now, did you have to wear a wetsuit or?
You wear a dry suit.
Dry suit. That's
what's that?
So, whereas a dry suit, you put on, it's almost like a onesie,
mm-hmm.
like an insulated
like,
onesie.
Yeah.
And then you put the rubber suit over you.
Okay.
So, and you're covered from, it's like a feety pajamas, like a big rubber feety pajamas.
It's to keep for hypothermia.
And you stay completely dry. I got a little bit of water around my neck and a little bit in my
wrist.
My gloves. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I didn't get... And then your face, because you only have to snorkel on, and it's 35 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
So it's cold. And, but it was...
Such an experience.
And it's the only place in the world that you can snorkel between two continents.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So, did you do everything you wanted to do while you were there? Or were
if
there other things that... Okay.
Yeah, if we didn't, it's because it was closed.
So, what are other things that you wanted to do that you couldn't get that was closed, but...
The hiking. So, the hot spring... There were a couple of waterfalls. I mean, but there's waterfalls everywhere. Everything's a waterfall there. So we didn't do that. And then we didn't... there was a canyon that we wanted to hike up.
And what is the months or the weather that they would be open for that you could actually do that?
Well, those were... The things... Two things
they were closed
that
because
were
people
closed,
also damaged them.
Because of damage.
Okay.
And then
the other
thing was closed because the road was closed because it was spring and everything, I think everything was just melting and it was just too dangerous to drive.
Gotcha. So now that you have said, I don't go anywhere, I don't do anything, what's your next big adventure?
I know. So we're talking about, we were going to do something.
Same friend. Okay.
We were going to do something for Christmas, but I just couldn't get my crap together to be able to travel again to that extent so quickly.
Right.
Within the same year.
Right.
So we're probably going to do the same time frame next year. We're talking about Croatia.
Ooh.
Or we're talking about Italy. So we're kind of bouncing a couple of things around. She's been everywhere. There are very few countries she has not been.
Wow.
So she's kind of leaving it up to me just because she's been, I mean, she'll text me and she'll be like, I'm in Austria this weekend. I decided to go to Ireland at the last minute. Hey, I'm in Greece. What's up? You know, so.
Where has she not been that you can go and go, I can experience this with
like,
you?
Like, probably countries that are not.
You're not going to go?
Probably places American women should not be.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, she's pretty
can't
good.
Have
she's
no broke-down palace bullshit going on, you
she's
know?
She's been all over Europe. She's been to Vietnam. She's been to Morocco, Turkey.
I mean, just everywhere.
Yeah.
So, when you were in Iceland, was there anything that you were told not to do, you have to do? I know you went with someone that's already been there and that...
No, she hadn't been there.
Oh, she hadn't?
No.
Oh, wow.
I did pick a place. And Iceland had been my top country for, like, 10 years.
And she
had never been there. So, it was really great for her because I picked a place that she hadn't been.
So what were people telling you, oh my God, you have to do?
Nothing, because nobody I knew had ever been there.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was a lot of going onto blogs. Like I said, the Guide to Iceland
website. Your own research.
Yeah, it's really what it came down to.
And there's so much where when you say, oh, I'm going to go there, someone in their mother has been like, I've been there. This is what I've done. This is where we're going. This is what's happening.
No. But it's nice because now I have that knowledge of what I can tell other people. Oh, if you're going to Iceland, bring a water bottle. Because you do not need to buy water there. It's the purest water that you can drink.
Oh.
So you can drink water right from the tap. If you buy a bottle of water, they will know that you're a tourist. Nobody buys... Well, like, when I went snorkeling, it was the best water I've ever drank in my entire life. It was just so pure. It was amazing. So, yeah, so bring a water bottle. I had that on my list, too, to say in case anybody's going. Food is very expensive. You're not going to pay less than $30 just for food, just for a meal.
And the daylight?
So, when we went... So we went school vacation. I left the first day of spring was on the April 9th. I mean, the first day of their summer was on April 19th. So I left right when their
summer. That's their summer?
That's their summer. So I left when their summer started. So it was, is sunrise was probably around 5:30. And then sunset was like 10.
Holy shit.
So it didn't even really get dark till like 11.
So you experienced that.
Yeah. So now and then in the summer they have the midnight sun, so they don't you don't see the northern lights because it's light 24/7.
So how did you adapt to that?
We didn't. It was like, oh, we're eating dinner and it's 9 o'clock and we have to get up at 5:30 the next morning to make our schedule.
What's the time frame from here to there?
Because it was daylight, because we had the time change, I don't know if it was...
What's the time change?
So, they don't change their clocks like we do.
Okay.
So, I think when I was there, I think it was 4 hours ahead.
Oh, shit, really?
And then, like, when we change our clocks back,
right,
or in the fall, whatever, it'll be 5 hours ahead.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's still a lot of hours.
Yeah.
So, you were having dinner at 9 o'clock, and it was, like, broad daylight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And then how did you go to sleep? Did you have to close everything?
By the time we got back to wherever we were staying, it was dark. I mean, we got back so late.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, we were functioning on very little rest. And we were going, go, 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 go.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Go, 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 go. Hiking, walking, snorkeling. A lot of driving. Some drives we had like 3 or 4 hour drives.
Did you drink enough water? Mm-hmm. Did you find enough springs? Like, how did you live?
Oh, gosh. So we would... The best way to do it to try and save a little bit is to find a grocery store. I forget the name of the grocery store that we... That was the best... a bonus, maybe it was a bonus. Begin with a B. I think it's bonus. We bought hummus, we bought chips, we bought nuts, and that's what we would eat during the day. And then we would go out for one meal at night.
Okay.
And that was like the big meal.
Okay.
A lot of lamb over there.
I love lamb. A lot of fish. Yeah. What kind of fish?
I think it's called Atlantic Char. I think it's Atlantic Char.
Okay.
I think is what it's called. I think that's what it is. A lot of seafood stews. And it's
seafood
funny
stew
because
is just
one
another
thing,
fancy name for I don't know what kind of fish is in there.
It's basically
and
what it was.
We're just going to throw everything in it.
And the one thing she will not eat is lamb.
Really?
She
oh, I love
hates
lamb.
It.
Oh, I love it.
And she ordered the lamb stew, and I said, you're not going to eat it. And she's like, I just need to try it. I need to experience.
Oh, I love it.
Icelandic
I love
cuisine.
Lamb.
And
yes.
She took one bite. She's like, I just can't do it.
That's really funny.
Yeah. But it was, I just highly recommend it. We would both go back in a heartbeat. If there weren't so many other places that I hadn't been, I would go back in a heartbeat.
Okay. So, you have no idea where you want to go next.
No. So, Croatia keeps standing in my head, or, you know, keeps coming to mind, but...
Yeah.
It's not...
And she's been?
Yeah.
Is there any reason she's telling you no?
Oh, no, she would. She's not telling me no. She says, it's not like we can lay out on the beach kind of a thing. It's because it's only going to be in the 50s. 50s, 60s.
Really?
In April.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not, like, that kind of vacation.
Right. And in April, you're looking to probably...
Well, after that trip, I mean, first of all, Let's talk about the fact that I never go anywhere.
Right.
And I packed for a week in Iceland in snow gear.
Right.
In a carry-on.
What?
Can I just get, I mean, can I just get props for that?
How'd you do that? Yes.
I mean, we kind of went into it saying, listen, we're spending a week together. It's you and me. You will be seeing the same clothes over and over
And who cares? Right.
So that's basically what it came down to.
Okay.
Because you just don't want to be dealing with checking luggage.
Right.
On a trip like that. So. Right. And we were doing, it's not like we went out partying or went out for a night on the town. So it's not like we needed nice clothes and, and this hiking clothes. This was an all adventure hiking vacation.
Right. For 2 weeks.
No, it was just 1 week.
Oh, just 1 week.
It was just 1 week.
Yeah. It was a lot of hiking for 2 weeks.
It was just like a lot.
We could have stayed for 2 weeks, but no, it was just 1 week. So, yeah.
So, how's dating going?
Now you're back to Iceland. Because the last time she was on the podcast, you were trying to set her up with somebody, and we got there, got her set up, and it was very awkward. Yeah. I even said it was fucking awkward.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
No, because it was awkward, because you and I apparently were going on this date, too, and I was like, why? No. What? No,
didn't happen. Didn't happen. So, are you back on any sites at all?
No. I know. I won't. I won't do it again. I won't. You won't see me on
So what do you do with your days? Other than...
I mean, I'm out.
It doesn't
have to be about being online or
dating. When I was single, I was bored.
Well, that's because you don't like to be alone.
I'm out with my friends a lot.
Okay, good.
She's fucking partying on rooftops in Boston.
Oh my god, that night was so crazy.
Where was that?
Last Friday. I was in Boston.
You gotta catch up.
She was like, oh, I can't.
You gotta stop it like I do.
I know. She's like, who's this guy? What's his story? What's this?
What's up with this dude singing you happy birthday? What's his story?
Yeah. Like, she totally stalks me.
It's amazing. Someone's got it.
I'm glad someone does.
I need content for the next time you're on the podcast. Tell me more.
Yeah, no.
So what were you doing in Boston on a rooftop?
Just hanging out.
No, we weren't on a rooftop. We just went into Boston. There was a guy that we knew that was playing the festival in the North End.
Oh, okay.
So we went in.
Oh, early. Yeah, it's August, which is the festivals of the North End now. Yes, every weekend.
You act like I know what you're talking about.
So I do know the last weekend of August is the festival of St. Anthony. But all of August...
I think I know that guy. Isn't that the one they pray to when you lose things?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You are correct. But August is kind of like the month where they have festivals all through each weekend, but they also are, basically praying to each saint. Yeah. So you may, I don't know if you may.
It was Agrippina? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying
So there's always festivals, there's parties, there's things going on. So, but now this makes sense, as I'm just now remembering. St. Anthony is the big one at the end of August. That's where the angel, where they have a line go from one apartment to the other. And there's an angel, it's usually a child, that comes down in the middle, and they'll pray, and they'll
do it. A real child?
Yes.
Seriously?
Because an adult would probably fucking break it.
I would think a child would, too. What the heck?
You've never seen this?
No, that's really creepy.
We'll have to look it up, but it's, I don't know, it's usually the last weekend of August, so we will look at that. But you went to one, which was a saint of...
I mean, we really... You know. All right. To say we went to the festival... is a little bit...
You didn't know there was a festival that was going on.
No, we went.
But you went to the North
End. We really went to the bars.
Yeah, that's fair.
We went to, like, seven bars.
Yeah.
You did a crawl, huh?
We did, which I haven't done in a very long time. And now I know. And now I know why. Went out the next night, and I'm like, how are you even functioning right now? Because we ended up staying in Boston. We got, like, the last room available in Boston.
Right, right. Because
there was a bike race going on.
Of course.
The long day, so everything was sold out. We got the last room. And, because, yeah, we weren't going home. It was so much fun. Yeah.
Is that a Friday?
That was Friday.
Yeah.
And those are the moments, too. Like, that's the thing, is sometimes you don't... For you, it's different. But for some of us, it's like, I'd rather be doing that than, like, having to worry or go on a date that's probably not going to go anywhere. You know? Right. Living your best life.
I'm not against dating.
But if you were to find someone in those adventures being online.
Versus being online. I just not interested in the online thing.
You're just trying to find it organically? Or you're not trying to find it, you're just doing whatever.
Yeah.
If it comes to you, it comes to you in the universe.
It's just kind of where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Now what?
So.
What's the next segue?
So, actually, you play guitar, or did you? Or did you just want to look like you did?
No. That's not guitar.
Your picture looked like you were just this... Just this hippie guitarist in the 70s, and it's natural, and you play the guitar because you learned later in life, and you just looked, it was just an amazing picture.
Oh, thank you so much. It was just so great. That was in my 20s. And I really did post it because I was looking for something else, and I came across that photo, and I just saw my mother. And I was like, oh gosh, I look so much like my mother.
But you literally look like a flower child in the 70s in that photo.
Feel like you were a singer-songwriter in the 90s, like after the Lisa Loeb vibe. You're just inspired by Lisa Loeb.
I've loved music and singing ever since I was a kid. Like, it's just been my thing. My cousins and my sisters used to stick me on the bed with a great big dog and make me sing songs from Annie. And just sit there and watch me do it. I don't know where that came from. So when I got older, I said, all right, well, I'm going to be the girl with the guitar. Like, that's going to be my thing. I'm going to sing in coffee shops. Like, that's going to be me. That didn't happen. It didn't exactly happen that way. I took lessons for probably like a year, and then my teacher moved. And I just never kept up with it. And then there's also the issue of me being, like, terrified to sing in front of people. Like, horribly.
Can you sing?
So, I don't know. I don't know. Because I don't really sing in front of people. So, there's not that person to tell me, well, you're okay. Or, no, don't quit your day job. But, so when I was in college, and I had this on my list to talk about too. When I was in college, I went to St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I was in the choir up there, and it's probably, you would never know it, probably one of the best choirs along the East Coast, I would think, or at least in New England. Now they're at the point where they're traveling all over Europe. They're actually, and I just found this out, they are opening... So the Pope's Choir, the Sistine Chapel Choir, is coming to the Wang Theater. The St. Anselm Choir is opening.
Wow.
For the Pope's Choir. So that's, I mean, that just says
that's amazing. Yeah.
So my junior year, they were having auditions for solos. We had two big concerts a year, Christmas concert and spring concert. They always sold out, standing room only. People would, like, stand outside the church just to listen to these concerts. So I said, I'm going to try out for a solo. I was so nervous. So I waited until everybody else went, and it was me and the cantor. I forget what they're called.
Yeah.
Cantor?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then one other guy who just refused to leave. He said, you're either doing it in front of me or you're not doing it. So I sang. So I auditioned, and he's like, oh, you have such a beautiful voice. I'm going to give you this solo. So I had the solo. The first time I had to sing the solo was in the church with these amazing acoustics in front of
the entire choir just standing up there. And to say that I choked isn't even... Like, it was so horrible. I just choked. I was so nervous. My voice was wavering so crazy. And he came up to me after and he was like, maybe next year. And he, and so I lost the solo because I just couldn't, I just couldn't sing in front of people. I just couldn't do it. Aww. So I think that has obviously rooted itself into my psyche. And I just can't, yeah, I just can't do it.
I feel like we've had that conversation with multiple people on our show where, you know, we've talked about certain musicians who wear sunglasses because they can't perform in front of people. But when they have their sunglasses on, they're fucking rock stars. But yet,
right,
you know. But then they're also douchebags in real life. So there's.
And I think it comes from the fact that I love it so much, and I enjoy. It's like the one thing I can enjoy, driving home, in my apartment, whatever. That if somebody told me I sucked, it would just kind of squash that joy.
But someone told you your voice is beautiful. Yeah, but it and doesn't. And you still couldn't do it?
No, I still couldn't do it. I still couldn't do it, so.
See, I thought for a long time that I could sing. And then I was in chorus in high school. And I realized, just like the band, I should probably just sit there and fake it. And it got to the point where I was like, yeah, I'm not good. I am definitely tone deaf. And everyone's like, I don't understand. You sound so good in the car. I'm like, yeah, because I can hit the same pitch as the goddamn radio because it's the radio.
Yeah.
Like, you know? But I know for a fact that I can't sing, and now I just do it on purpose. It's like the other day.
So you just kind of embrace it.
Yeah. The other day, I called my best friend to sing her the New Kids on the Block Happy Birthday song. And she's like, I don't know what the fuck you're singing, but it sounds like a dog just got their tail cut off. I was like,
oh no!
I was like, that's my point. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. But I know, like, I've always wanted to sing. I've always had, like, these dreams of, like, being able to sit down with a guitarist and just rock out a duet and whatnot.
That would be my sister. Crystal still thinks she can sing.
But I can't do that. Like, Crystal's, I know I can't do that, but in my head... Yeah. But I am.
Right, and I have that American, in my head, and I don't want to lose it.
Yeah, no, Crystal's American Idol all day, but Crystal will still tell you she can sing.
It's funny for me.
All this, but Crystal will tell us.
I'll sit there and watch like all the singing competition. I'm like, ooh, too pitchy. I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? I don't even know. I'm like, I don't know any of this shit, but like,
yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I'll be damned if you lip-sync incorrectly. I will fucking rule the day. Because I will kick ass at that. I don't care. Paul Catania, come at me. I want a lip-sync battle. Like,
oh, that would be a battle right there.
When I lived out west, I wanted so desperately to be a drag queen. And they were like, just be a drag king. I'm like, nah, bitch, I want to be Whitney. I want to do those things.
Right.
I want to be a drag queen. I want to be a woman, being a drag king, being a drag queen.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling, but I'm so good at it. My company just did an 80s lip-sync battle in Las Vegas. And there were some of them, I'm like,
Yes.
You need a coach next year, let me know. I'll help you out. Okay. I mean, you saw my Snapchat last year. I used to do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know, gone are the days of that kind of Snapchat. But, you know, there's...
That's
that.
Okay.
It's fine.
So, when you took a picture with your guitar, what was it? It was just
What was
like,
it for?
Yeah.
So, my friend, the reason why so we retro. Took the photos, we had like a little mini photo shoot, was because my friend was just getting into photography. And she wanted to build her portfolio.
So cool.
So, she said, why don't you just grab your guitar? We'll take some photos, and that's how those...
And that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was a beautiful,
Aww,
beautiful
thank
photo.
Thank you so much.
It really looked like you came right out of the 70s. Like, it really did. So when you say you look like your mom...
Oh, should I use that as the cover photo for this week's episode?
Hell yeah!
I need her permission. I can't
do
that.
You can take it.
I was actually going to do the inventory, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, that's good.
All right. Yeah. I'll steal that right now. Here we go. Bye.
So what are we at, Bridget?
We are at 108.
Oh, shush. Are you serious?
Not kidding.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up right here.
Yes. We did.
Yes. So thank you so much, Alicia, for coming back on.
Oh, thank you so much
you
for
asking. You've answered so many questions that we've had since you were on last. You know, what happened to you? How is Iceland? What's happening now? So this is amazing. So thank you for coming on. Bridget?
Yes.
As always.
Yeah. No, I love watching her Twitter. Like, I go on Twitter and I see her posts because it's like, hilarious. In case you missed it, I'm like, oh, she is a funny bastard. Look at that. She's hilarious. And I'm hilarious. Like, shit, I feel bad every time I like her tweets. She's like, oh my God, this girl really needs to get a life.
No, but can we talk about what happened in Sunbank?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Oh, for crying out loud. So
she offended me so bad.
So I come out of my tanning booth at Sunbank, and I see Bridget at the counter getting ready to go in, and I stand up to her. I'm literally like you can't see me, but I'm sitting on top of Alicia. I'm literally like this.
Yeah.
And she is looking at me going, who is this
that
girl?
Is not even
it
true.
It is true. She looked at me like, who is this person sitting on top of me?
Nope.
And she looked at me, she's like, hi. And I said, you don't know who I am, do you? Yes, I do. I'm like, really? And then I grabbed the Beyonce, say my name. Like,
Alicia.
Like, but the way she said it was like, Alicia.
Because I was like, because the thing was,
say my name.
She came out, and the thing is, it was one of those things where I knew who it was, and I was processing. I'm like, okay. And at the time, I was in a really not great mental space.
Oh, that's true.
And I was like, fuck. And it was just like, as soon as she was like, say my name, I'm like,
she literally said, say my name.
I did.
That's so like, Bridget's like, okay, bitch, I'm gonna say your name for you. What is it?
And I was like, and all of a sudden in my brain went, fuck you, bitch, I'm out. And I was just like, Alicia, because I was also thinking immediately of her Twitter handle, and I was like, it's not Alicia, it's not Alicia. I'm like, Alicia, because I didn't want to fuck it up, because I was like, fuck. And I was like, my brain just was like, no, girl, we're not doing this today. And I was just like, the one time, like, you know, I see people down at Stones, and I remember the fucking beer they used to drink in high school, but all of a sudden my brain was like, nah, bitch, she just called you out, I'm out. It's the one fucking thing I'm good at, and my brain was like, pfft. But like I said, like, and she...
Yeah, she did it. She got
I was,
it.
I, she got I, it. Because she was like, you don't know who I am.
And you literally said, say my name.
She did.
What an asshole. And I... say my name. Did you pull her hair when you did it?
I was just like, I was so awesome terrified because we didn't exactly follow up from the last time on how mad she really was about her car being towed.
I wasn't mad at all.
But here's the thing. For me, if it had been me, I would have been fucking furious.
You were more upset than I was.
I would have had a fucking voodoo doll, like, set up. I would have gone to New Orleans on a weekend getaway just to set this shit up. Like, I was just like, oh, I don't want to get... I was like, oh my God. And then, of course, when she said, say my name, my brain was like, bye. I was like, Alicia? And I did say it with not that great confidence because...
But you said it right. You didn't say
did.
Alicia.
No, she didn't say it right, yeah.
And then she's like, how's it going? I was like... She's like,
and then the poor thing, unleashed.
And then she was like, you really didn't know who I was. I'm like, and then I had to keep defending myself. I was like, no,
like,
I really
do knew who you were, but I just, blanking.
It was kind of one of those things where I process, it's like when someone, like, you haven't seen in thousands of years, but the thing is, when I see people that I haven't seen in thousands of years, I know exactly who they are, but they don't know who I am.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's like the other night, that was another thing. The other night, someone had said, I feel like I know you. I'm like, you do. I'm like, but I don't know how. I'm like, that's right. We went to high school together. It's fine. I'm like, we went to ROTC together. We went to Fort Dix together. It's fine.
Is it Darcy?
No, it was not Darcy. It was a man. And I was like, yeah, you don't remember, you know, conversations we had, things we did.
Oh, I can't wait until this is over because I'm like, cannot wait.
I was like, it's fine. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm one of those chameleons where I know everybody, but nobody knows me. I'm a ghost. So, yeah. So, when she came out of the room, I was like, I processed it. I'm like, oh, I know who this is. And then when she was like, "You don't know who I am," I'm like, "Yes, I do."
It was just so
and then
fantastic.
She's like, "Say my name." I'm like,
"Say my." I just that was. Just, oh my god! Title.
So wait.
Title of this fucking podcast.
Can I put it? Can I put it in Icelandic?
Yes, because
we actually have a title. Mom, which
just the say my name.
We already have a title, and it's you know the other Alicia. The other Alicia returns in Icelandic.
Oh, because
she was like, "What the fuck is that?" I'm like, "Before you ask, it's Icelandic for this." But like, I wasn't fast at typing that. Because she was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "It's this." So yeah. So secret listeners are going to get some inside detail that we're going to just put say my name in Icelandic. I'm going to Google that right
awesome.
After this.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Right after I check to make sure her car didn't get towed.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you. Everyone,
yeah,
thank you.
Yes, it was amazing, and it's still a very long podcast.
And I'm not editing.
Happens when I hear.
No, we don't have to.
The last one was super long too.
Yeah, we don't have to edit anything.
Oh, thank Jesus!
You're just so amazing. So
I'll come back as many times.
Hell
yeah! What are you doing next Thursday?
Yeah, right. Thank you. Love you all. Good morning, Gloucester. Alicia Unleashed. Out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.